Imagine this lovely diadem worn on a woman's head. The middle band would have been tied with ribbons to the other horizontal pieces around the wearer's head. Diana Craig Patch, Associate Curator in the Egyptian Department.
This particular diadem, based on representations from wall paintings, would have been worn by women who had an affiliation with the king and who seemed to have served in the cult of the goddess Hathor. And she's the goddess who is sort of the sponsor of music and joy and young women.
Look closely at the front. You'll see tiny animal heads.
Those are very interesting. The animals in the front are gazelles, an antelope that lives in the low desert of Egypt and very well known in the Near East. But in Egypt, they were never used on any kind of head ornament. That is something that apparently comes from the Near East. And this is a very interesting piece because it shows a number of elements that are Near Eastern as well as a number of elements that are Egyptian and signifies a time period in Egypt where they are integrating with the Near East in a much greater way culturally and in styles.
The gazelle heads are rendered with incredible sensitivity and naturalism.
Well, the Egyptians were superb gold workers, and they were very talented at taking animal forms and conveying important characteristics of each animal type. And in this, you get the delicacy of the small gazelle.